This is High School Baseball on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with John Squires. And tonight, it's the Division II State Championship game from Lynn's Frazier Field. Danvers, 22 wins and 2 losses under Coach Roger Day, playing against Dighton Rehoboth, 20 wins, 3 losses, coached by Bill Cuthbertson. We'll hear from both head coaches coming up in just a moment. Cuthbertson is in his 37th year as head coach here at Dighton Rehoboth, while Danvers coach Roger Day, a mere 29 seasons at the helm. We'll have two very good starting pitchers tonight. Joey Rogers, 7-1 for Dighton Rehoboth. He's headed to UMass. He's a league MVP, plays center field when he's not pitching, and he's their one of their top hitters as well. And then there is Dean Borders. Borders will get the call tonight for Danvers, but in the wings waiting will be Andrew Olzak, who is 11-2. More on Borders, more on Rogers, and more on this game coming up in just a moment. And we'll take a break here and be back with both head coaches here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu.
Joining us right now is Dighton Rehoboth head baseball coach Bill Cuthbertson. And Bill, thanks for joining us, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us and talk a bit about the Falcons. It's Falcons versus Falcons tonight.
My pleasure. We're happy to be in this game, and we know we have a great opponent and a big challenge in front of us.
Well, let's talk about your season. Tell me a bit about your season, and what were some of the highlights?
Well, it was interesting. We didn't start out very well. After our first four games, we were 2-2. We were hitting about 180 as a team, and we were averaging 1.5 runs a game. So it's been a steady uphill climb since then, and we've been fortunately playing our best baseball down the stretch here. We were fortunate enough to win our league championship and qualify for the state tournament. We've had three good battles in the state tournament. And here we are in the ultimate game here for Division II.
Well, I can tell those stats, I'm sure, turned around after those first couple of games, that's for sure. You wouldn't be where you're at. Tell me.
Fortunately, they did.
Yeah. How about a couple of your key players? Tell me about, well, let's maybe your starting pitcher for Wednesday night, and also a couple of key batters and then, you know, that you're depending on for on your team.
Sure. Our starting pitcher tonight will be a senior captain, Joey Rogers, who's been a four-year starter here for us on the varsity. He was named the league MVP this year. He's usually playing in center field and batting second. He had a terrific year at the plate, hitting in the 350 range with 27 or 8 RBI, I think. But his best work has been on the mound. I don't have it right in front of me. I think he's 7-1. With an earned run average under one, and I believe he has like 88 or 89 strikeouts in 58 innings. So he's been tremendous for us on the mound and at the plate. And then some of our key batters, along with Rogers, have been our senior second baseman, Jake Solera, who actually hit over 500, if you can believe it, on the season with 25 or 6 RBI. Senior captain Corey Farrelly, our first baseman, hits cleanup, and he's had a terrific year with over 20 RBI, and he's hitting in the 375 range. And our leadoff hitter is a senior outfielder. He'll be in center field tonight, Brody Rubenstein. He had a terrific year as well at the plate. He's kind of our cable setter. Is a good base runner and hitting that 360-370 range as well. And those have been the guys that have really carried us all year long, along with our other pitcher, Arthur Carrera, who also has had a terrific year. He won the South Sectional final game against Sandwich.
That was the one on Monday, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, was there one big game this year or a game or an event that you said, well, we're finally getting it together. We're about where we want to be.
Right. I think the second game that we played against Old Rochester, who was challenging us for the league title and got to the finals in Division III South, they have an outstanding team, both pitching and hitting. They had beaten us 4-2 in 9 innings the first game. And we went down there and played one of our best games of the year and won 6-0 and really kind of, I think, catapulted us down the stretch and got us playing our best baseball.
All right, Coach, maybe you could share your starting lineup with us at this time. And if you could, as you go through the starting lineup, I know you've talked about a couple of players, but maybe tell us more about the players, a little bit of background, a little color as you go through the starting lineup tonight.
Yes, Brody Rubenstein will lead off in center field. As I mentioned, he's an excellent base runner. He's a tough out at the plate, a left-hand hitter, runs well, very good arm out in the outfield. Our second hitter will be Joey Rogers, also a left-hand hitter. He's had a terrific year. He kind of sprays the ball around and uses all field. He's going to be heading to UMass Boston in the fall to play there as well as continue his studies. Jake Solera will hit third for us. He led our league in hitting, hit over 500 for the season. He's probably our best power hitter. Our cleanup hitter will be Corey Farrelly at first base, again a senior. Hitting fifth tonight will be Steve Sylvia in right field. He's a sophomore, played for us last year as a freshman, has really improved his hitting. And had a good solid year for us. Batting sixth will be our catcher, Dallas Nunes. Right now, Dallas is playing his best baseball of the year. He had two big hits for us in the sectional final on Monday. Hitting seventh will be a sophomore, Drew LeBlanc, playing third base. Is an excellent defensive third baseman. Has been streaky at the plate this year, but possesses some power. Our eighth hitter will be Jacob Rogers, be the designated hitter. He's the brother of Joey Rogers. He's a catcher by trade, but he's been our designated hitter. He's a sophomore. Has been a steady, tough out for us all year long. batting ninth is our shortstop, Matt Andre, the senior. Matt is an excellent defensive shortstop and has done, you know, better than we could have expected at the plate. He's hit over 300 for the year and has made himself into a tough out, good contact hitter. And Dylan Souza will be playing in left field. He's a junior, and we will hit for him with our designated hitter. Usually Rubenstein plays left and Rogers is in center when Carrera pitches. So that'll be the lineup tonight.
Now, it looks to me, you have some underclassmen playing for you guys.
Yes, certainly our seniors have carried us and they're very experienced. But we were coming into the season, we had to find a new catcher, a new shortstop, and as you know, those are critical positions. And then we also had to find a third baseman, and all of those guys have stepped up and improved dramatically, from the beginning of the year. And obviously without their stellar play, we would not be anywhere near where we are today.
Last question for you, Coach. What have you heard about Danvers, and what's your take on those Falcons?
Well, we've heard nothing but superlatives about Danvers. I've been doing this a long time. I know all about Danvers baseball, and I know they're right in the state final or right around it every single year. They have a great tradition, great program. We know that they lost a heartbreaker in the state finals last year, and that a lot of that group is back. I'm sure they're the best team that we've played all year long. It's going to be a great challenge for us, and hopefully we'll be a worthy opponent. And hopefully the baseball gods are with us, and we can find a way to win.
Gotcha. Hold on the line for me if you could, but I just want to thank you very much for joining us. And that's Bill Cuthbertson, the head baseball coach at Dighton Rehoboth. They're taking on Danvers next here on MSONewsSports.com.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu.
MSONewsSports.com, your North Shore connection. Listen and watch local North Shore newsmakers. Check out North Shore Today Radio, daily updates on local news. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Roger Day, head coach at Danvers High School, is with us in the Division II state championship game tonight against Dighton Rehoboth. And, Roger, some thoughts about being back.
I was so happy to be back. I mean, you probably look over the stats over the years and you see, I don't know if there's any teams that have ever gone back-to-back, back to a state title game. So it doesn't happen very often. It's similar to the Super Bowl. How many Super Bowl teams you see repeat at the pro level? It's it's quite a feat for our kids.
Well, Roger, you got Dean Borders on the mound tonight.
Yeah, Dean will start. We'll go inning by inning. Olzak, he's one day from full rest. He could certainly go, but he'll see the mound. We'll use him in relief, but he had to grind it pretty good through 98 pitches against Reading, and they were a tough hitting team, and he really had to go a little more max effort than normal. So much rather have him at the end of the game than at the beginning. So, and Dean deserves it. Dean's been awesome. So,
yeah. Tell me about Dean. What kind of a pitcher is Dean Borders?
Dean's had good control. That's been the key with him, and he's been able to throw his curve enough to keep people off balance. But he throws around 80. But he's the biggest thing. He's competitive, and like our coaches were saying, he's better with guys on base than most guys, and that's when he's at his best. So he's a competitor and he's a good athlete.
Yeah. Well, Olzak certainly worked with men on base as well.
Oh yeah, he had guys on base the whole game, but that's what we're fortunate with him, and similar to the Brandon Hyde kid. I mean, they just thrive with guys on base, and it doesn't faze them where it gets to other people.
All right, Roger, why don't you run through your starting lineup for us here, and as you've done before a few times for us this year, maybe share a little bit about your players in your lineup.
We've got Andrew Olzak going to Southern Maine, two-year MVP in the league. Outstanding shortstop. He doesn't get enough credit for that because people just don't see him because they see him on the mound so much.
Yeah.
Danny Lynch is the football athlete, just a great competitor, and he's had a great tournament for us. He's had some huge hits and huge RBIs and big, he's been a power hitter for us. Jordan DiDonato's you know, been the guy that we've been able to slip in a three hole, which allowed us to move Olzak to the leadoff spot, which has made a big difference in our lineup. And he's been had a real solid year for us. Matt Andreas catching has been our best hitter all year. You know, a couple of these guys, those three, haven't really had a lot of hitting, done a lot of hitting in the tournament, so hoping we can get them going today. And it's kind of been some other guys that have taken over for him, but he's been outstanding all year. Timmy Unser had a big night the other day, 3-for-4, and he's second on the team in hits, and he's been a real plus for us, plays third. Tommy Mentos at second, you know, he's had a sophomore, he's had a great year for us, and he's had some big plays and some big hits and bunts. Zach Dillon's been out of his mind. I mean, he's right up with the top guy we've ever had with RBIs. He's leading our team with 30 RBIs. Nobody else is within 8 or 9, even close to him. And he's up with, Jeremy Bourgeois and Ryan Holt as our top clutch guys ever. And he might be the number one guy for what he's done the last couple weeks of the season. Then we have Nick Ramo in at DH. Has been, a solid hitter. He's been in and out of the lineup with Max Paul, so they'll both see time. And then Ryan McGinnis, nice outfielder that's been a nice number nine guy, he's like a leadoff guy, batting number nine, and he's had some big games for us. And then we have Dean on the mound.
Yeah, Roger, and finally, you've been in big games so many times. What's it? What was today like? You're getting on the bus in Danvers. You're coming down to Lynn. You're getting off the bus. I'm barely giving you a chance to breathe here, but what are you thinking today?
It's just a great opportunity. You know, I mean, how many people get to get in this situation? And, you know, we just want our kids to do what they've been doing and play loose and attack and be aggressive and not be afraid to fail and go after them. And, you know, that's how we feel and that's how we always play it.
All right, Roger, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Danvers High baseball coach Roger Day with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
This fall, MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on MSONewsSports.com.
We're ready to go. First pitch, Andrew Olzak, the shortstop for Danvers, is up. And Joe Rogers from Dighton Rehoboth. First pitch from the left-hander is a swinging strike one. Four-year starter, senior captain is Rogers, center fielder when he's not pitching. Hitting about 350, but 7-1 with an ERA under 1 this year. 0.68 ERA. The one strike pitch is down and away for ball one. It's a
boy,
ball
that's
and a
very
strike.
Impressive, Bill. I mean, under one, he's had a great year, 7-1, league MVP, and he's a lefty, which makes it interesting, too.
Andrew Olzak, right-hand batter for Danvers High School, will probably come in relief and pitching here later tonight. Takes a ball outside. Olzak is hitting 368 this year. Now, he's walked 26 times this year, so he has a great eye at the plate. Four triples and a double. No home runs this year. Right-hand batter, here comes the 2-1. It's ball three, down and in. And there's a decent crowd on hand here down to our left on the Danvers side. Obviously, it's a long way to travel for the folks from Dighton Rehoboth to be here tonight. But we understand we have some listeners down there, so a little shout-out to them. Hello, welcome. Great to have you with us here on MSO News Sports. The 3-1 is over, poured over for a strike, and the count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the leadoff batter. So Dighton-Rehoboth, the home team here tonight at Fraser Field and Lynn. Time is called by the batter, Andrew Olczak.
Great night for baseball, Bill. Mid-70s, beautiful fields in great shape, great venue to play, and a great crowd.
That's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us. The pitch is swung on and missed. Took something off of it and put it a little bit out of the strike zone outside. And Olczak went after it. Swinging strikeout. And talk about Rogers' strikeouts, too. Let me just show you that stat here. Rogers, you heard his coach talk. He has struck out 83 batters. These are the up-to-date stats. Now, every time he pitches, he gets a complete game because I think he's been in 8 games pitching and has 8 complete games. Number 2 batter for Danvers, Danny Lynch. The right fielder is up. Left-hand batter, sweet swinger, is Lynch. Had a couple of home runs in the North Andover playoff game. Swings and misses at this one. Lynch is hitting 319 on the season. Pitch is hit on the ground out near second base. One big hop to the second baseman. Solera has it and throws him out 4-3.
He hides the ball very well too, Rogers. Obviously, he's had a lot of experience. A three-year starter, 4-year participant on the varsity down at Dighton. So he's had a lot of experience and comes into the game with a lot of confidence.
Jordan DiDonato, the left fielder, is up. Right-hand batter, number 3 batter for Danvers in tonight's lineup. The first pitch to him from the left-hander is down and in for ball one. DiDonato is hitting 282 on the season. He has 17 RBIs, 8 walks, 5 doubles, a triple, no home runs, right-hand batter. They play him maybe a step to left to pull the ball. And the 1-0 pitch on the way, it's a strike. The ball-to-strike ratio, too. As I flip back and forth on my stat sheets, is impressive here too. Rogers just throws a lot of strikes to balls. The 1-1 is over for strike 2 called, and it's a ball and 2 strikes.
Bill, interesting, after listening to both coaches talk, it sounded like both teams started off a little slow. Danvers 2-1 and Dighton-Rehoboth 2-2, and then they went on their tears.
Yeah, they certainly did that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll set the scene more in between innings here. There's a ball taken down and in to DiDonato. Two outs, nobody on base here for Danvers in the top half of the first inning at Lynn. Division II state championship game. Fans still pouring in here on the left field stands. And a swinging strike 3. And DiDonato goes down. And the Danvers Falcons, go down in order. Both of these two teams are Falcons, the Dighton-Rehoboth Falcons. And, John, we'll keep it here to set the scene here. Obviously, a very loud DR team down to our right. Danvers, the number 1-seeded team coming in from the north. They had a tournament win last against Reading Saturday night in the North Championship game, 9-4. They beat North Andover at Endicott College, 6-1, and they opened up with a 4-1 win at Danvers for their 3 games. Their 3 losses, though, this year, John, have only been by a total of 3 runs. Their last loss was on April 28th. They lost to Swampscott 2-0. Their other loss 6 days prior to that against Beverly in April on the 22nd. They lost 5-4. They came back to beat both teams later, but so this is a team that's really like 3 runs away from being undefeated right now at this point in the season. But and they've won 15 in a row since that point.
Yeah, and Dighton-Rehoboth, on the other hand, as Coach said, they were 2-2, and then they ended up 20-3. So they won 18. What they win? 18. Went 18-2 over the latter part of the season, or from the beginning of that time too. So we have two teams that are very hot, two teams that are very well coached. Both coaches over 1,000 wins between the two coaches. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. Coach Cuthbertson down at Dighton-Rehoboth, 557 wins, and Roger Day, 472 wins. So I mean, those are great stats. These are two Hall of Fame coaches. And great programs, obviously.
Dighton-Rehoboth topped Sandwich on Monday, 10-4 in their last game. They beat Stoughton 5-1 on Wednesday, and their opener was a 4-1 win over Medfield. So they're coming in hot as well, as John, as you were just mentioning here. And Coach Cufferson said that, you know, this is probably Danvers, the best team they'll face all season long, and it's here, and they're here tonight. So we're going to the bottom of the first inning. Dean Borders pitching for Danvers High School, right-hand pitcher, and he will be going up against Brody Rubenstein for Dighton-Rehoboth. Left-hand batter swings on the first pitch and fouls it down to the left side. Rubenstein is hitting 391. He has four doubles and also has five triples on the season. So at the leadoff spot, he definitely has some speed. For Dean Borders, Borders is 9-0, has a save, and a 1.66 ERA. Ball outside.
It sounds like, Bill, both teams have some speed. So knowing that runs may be very few and far between tonight, it might be interesting to see what each coach does with that speed.
They play him a bit to the right side, the left-hand batter. Takes a pitch over for a strike. It's three balls and one strike. We're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Insurance of Danvers and of Swampscott. They're located on 67 High Street in Danvers. The 3-1 pitch on the way, swung on a missed strike, three. And Dean Borders gets his first strikeout. They had the count wrong up there. Cassidy Insurance offering the following lines of insurance: auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' comp, business, auto, life insurance, disability, health. So with all kinds of specialty programs for high-valued homeowners, antique and classic cars, and antique boats. Cassidy Insurance, great to have them helping us out here tonight on this state championship baseball game. Here's Joe Rogers up, the pitcher, left-hand batter. Rogers takes the first pitch over for a strike from Dean Borders. Borders works out of the stretch with no one on base, and the pitch is an off-speed delivery up high, one ball, one strike.
Look like a breaking ball. And you know something, we have a junior pitching against a senior, and it's interesting. It'll be fun to see what happens with that tonight. This is probably the biggest game Dean Borders has ever pitched in his entire career so far. So
yeah. The pitch to Rogers, off-speed pitch, misses inside, ball two. Rogers hitting 342, two doubles this year, two triples, and two home runs. A little symmetry there for Joe Rogers, and he, of course, is the starting pitcher here tonight for DR. Left-hand batter waits on the 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Strike called on the inside part of the plate.
Looks early like the umpire is going to be on a pitcher's count, so it could be going to be a little tougher for the hitters, which is good. I think that's great. That's just my opinion, but I think it's great.
Joe Rogers waits, and the pitch to him is hit on the ground to second base. Two hops, second baseman overfielding, and makes the play for the out. Tommy Mento making the play at second base for Danvers High School.
I'm sure Roger Day got a chance to go down and watch Dinah Hobarth when he was off the other day. And positioning in baseball, especially in high school baseball, is so important.
Here is Jake Solera, who's hitting over 500 this year. Solera takes a ball outside. Solera has had 41 hits this year, hitting 554, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 25 base hits, 23 RBIs. Number 3 batter takes up high for a ball, and the 2 home runs, as I mentioned. Again, that 554 average. So incredible year for Jake Solera, their second baseman. It's a 2-0 count on him. Dean Borders working with 2 outs here. Bottom of the first inning here in Lynn. The 2-0 misses, ball three. Well, doesn't look, John, like they're giving Solera too much to look at here.
You got to be careful. 500 at any level is outstanding, and he led the league down there and hitting 500 every two times you get in one hit. So, and he's built very stocky. He looks like he's got a lot of power too.
Pitch to him is up high, ball four. That wasn't even close. And so Solera walks with two outs, and here is Corey Farrelly. Farrelly has hitting 408, 21 RBIs, and he has 3 doubles on the season. Farrelly, left-hand batter, in the number 4 spot. Doesn't have statistically a lot of power. Open stance from the left side against the right-hand pitching Borders. Takes a strike.
So far, it's early. Dean Borders looks a little bit high in some of his releases now, and that could prove to be dangerous down the road. So hopefully he'll get his confidence, get relaxed a little bit, settle in, and maybe keep the ball down a little bit lower.
Throw to first base by Borders, and the runner
Solera is back easily. Unser is at third base, Olzak at shortstop, Mento at second base, Zach Dillon at first base for Danvers. Matt Andreas behind the plate for the Falcons. Out in the outfield, left to right, DiDonato, McGinnis, and Lynch. There's a line drive foul down to the right, out of play, hit hard. But the batter, Farrelly, well ahead of that pitch.
Big gap in right center, Bill. Lefty hitter, so they got to be careful.
There is. The right fielder is cheating way to the line where that ball was hit, and the center fielder is pretty much straight away, a step to the right side. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Again, swung on, fouled off to the left, in the air and out of play.
Nice job of keeping alive on a fastball off the plate.
Bill Cuthbertson from Dighton Rehoboth, 37th year, 551 wins. Roger Day of Danvers, 29th year, 472 wins. I talked to them earlier. I said, I hope Coach Cuthbertson doesn't exploit Roger's youth and inexperience here tonight. There's a line drive right to the shortstop, Olzak, and he makes the play. And the side is retired. No score at the end of one. Dighton, Rehoboth, and Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Later this month on MSO News Sports, it's live video streaming coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta right here on MSONewsSports.com, as well as coverage of the Aganis Games in Lynn this June on MSONewsSports.com.
Joe Rogers getting ready to work for Dighton Rehoboth on the mound in the second inning. No score here between these two clubs. Danvers went down quickly in the first inning as Rogers struck out two batters. Rogers is headed to UMass Boston. Again, a league MVP. Here's Matt Andreas up. Andreas, the catcher for Danvers High School. Bats from the left side. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Some heat there. Matt Andreas hitting 464. 19 RBIs. 5 doubles. 32 hits overall. For Andreas, left-hand batter. Against the left-hand pitcher, Rogers, strike two called.
4, 5, and 6 do up this inning for Danvers. Power part of the order.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim Kearns, I was just talking with him. He's not with us here tonight. There's a curve in. It hit him, and it gets on base. A slow curve hits Matt Andreas. Hit by pitch, and he gets on first base. Nobody out, and Tim Unser is up, the third baseman. But they were saying that Danvers is a precision team, but, oh boy, Rogers looks very precise on the mound here for the Falcons of Dighton Rehoboth. So here is Unser. First pitch as he squares to bunt is ticked foul off the bat. Unser is hitting 400 this year, 403, has 19 RBIs. 6 doubles on the year, batting from the right side.
Yeah, it didn't really look like he was giving himself up in that. Almost like he waited till the last second. So I don't know whether it was a sacrifice bunt or not, last second thinking. We'll see what happens, develops in this pitch.
Noisy crowd here tonight in Lynn. The one strike pitch. Now a throw to first base. Gentle throw, and the runner, Andreas, is back easily to the bag.
Now he looks like he is going to sacrifice Bill.
Okay.
He offered on that time before the pitch, so we'll wait and see what happens on this pitch. So it does look like he's giving himself up. There it is again.
Andreas leading away from first base. The pitch is bunted. Back to the mound. A good bunt. They'll throw to first. Sacrifice works. Just bounded it right back toward the mound, but it took a couple of big bounds. So a very effective bunt by Unser on the sacrifice. And down to second goes Matt Andreas.
You know, we're talking about lower part of the lineup and RBIs, guys. You got to remember, coming up on deck now is, what do we got, on double deck or is it on deck? On deck is Matt Dillon, and he's got, as Roger was saying, he's got over 30 RBIs, which is close to a school record. So, and he's been delivering all year.
Yeah, Zach Dillon on deck for Danvers High School. But here is Tommy Mento. Time is called. Mento hitting 262. Has three doubles this year, 14 RBIs, got a runner at second base here in scoring position. Second inning, no score, Danvers and Dighton Rehoboth. Rogers comes to the plate, the pitch swung on and missed.
You know, Bill, I'm a big guy on positioning, and look at where the second baseman is, almost like holding him, so that if Mento could get around a little bit on Rogers, that ball could go into right field and produce a run.
Runner at second base. Andreas leading away. Second baseman cheats back there, as you're mentioning, John, a few times. The pitch to the plate swung on and missed. That pitch was up high. Took something off that one.
He's mixing his pitches up very effectively, and he's keeping the ball around the plate.
Set the Falcons down, Danvers Falcons, in order in the first inning with two strikeouts, both swinging strikeouts. Here, hit a batter. Sacrifice bunt by Danvers. Runner at second base with one out. The pitch to Mento. High and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, Joey Rogers, a .68 ERA for Dighton Rehoboth. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's up high. That was an easy one for Mento to take.
Yeah, that's incredible.
83 strikeouts, 10 walks. Oh, here it is. Balls to strikes, 526 strikes, 191 balls. So he's a strike machine for sure. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second. One out. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
Good pitch. Fastball down low. Right at the knees. Second out. All right, here we go. Here comes Matt Dillon, the RBI machine. Getting a little big from the area bias for Danvers. Matt's had a great season at the plate.
So up now is Zach Dillon, the first baseman. Right-hand batter. And they bluff a throw out to second base, and the runner Andreas is back there. Dillon, 30 RBIs, as you were mentioning, with a .393 batting average. A triple and five doubles. And the pitch to him is swung on, hit on the ground, is short, second base. Fielded there by Solera, and the throw is made on to first to retire the side. Nothing for Danvers in the second inning. A hit batsman, a sacrifice bunt, a runner is stranded at second base through an inning and a half now. It's Danvers nothing and Dighton Rehoboth nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
this fall. MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on MSONewsSports.com.
Little shout out to Bob Boy Sr. down in Texas, listening to the broadcast today. His son is the assistant coach at Danvers High School. Hello, Bob Sr. Great to have you listening to the broadcast here tonight. Here, what a night for baseball. Blue sky, a few clouds up there, sun going down, long shadows, lights are on. No score here. Bottom of the second inning, Dighton-Rehoboth coming up.
Busy day over here at Fraser. I guess the Navigators played this morning at 10:30. North Reading won their semifinal game earlier today, and now we got this beauty tonight.
Yeah, field's getting some use here. Here's Steve Sylvia up, the right fielder for Dighton-Rehoboth, going up against Dean Borders of Danvers, and the first pitch is over for a strike. Sylvia, 3-0-3 hitter, 16 runs scored, 18 runs batted in. He's also got some speed, has four stolen bases this year. Takes a strike on the outside part of the plate.
It's two fastballs that Dean has thrown.
He's a sophomore. There are some young players on this DR team. Sylvia waits. Here's the two-strike pitch. High and away, ball one.
Good waist pitch. A little high, just off the side, outside the corner.
One ball, two strikes, and the pitch to the plate swung on and missed, and the bat goes flying. So a strikeout, a swinging strikeout, and the bat went way down to the third base coaching box out of the hands of Sylvia, and there's one out.
That's Dean's second K of the evening.
Both swinging strikes. Got the first batter of the first inning to strike out. Here's Dallas Nunes, the catcher. Nunes hitting 260, has four doubles, 12 runs scored, and 10 RBI. Good strong right-handed batter. Waits for Dean Borders to deliver the first pitch, and here it is. Off-speed pitch high, curve. Dallas Nunes, the catcher. We're in a scoreless game, bottom of the second inning. DR is the home team here tonight. Pitches a strike, getting the outside corner. Bill Newell along with John Squire. A special shout-out to Tim Kearns tonight. Rick Moore from MSO News Sports. Borders working from the stretch with no one on base here. And the pitch. Swung on, hit foul back behind home plate over our head and out of play.
Boy, Danvers brought a great crowd over here tonight, Billy.
Oh, my. No one could be listening.
Yeah.
What's going on here? We're telling the folks the game's going to be on. I mean, but they all show up. That's great. Yeah, I ran into a few people in Danvers this week, and a couple of them, oh, I'll be at the game. Yeah. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. And a bunch of folks have come up clearly from Dighton-Rehoboth to cheer on their Falcons tonight. Yeah, North Reading won earlier tonight against East Bridgewater. I keep wanting to say East Bridgewater State, but there is no East Bridgewater State. Nunes, the catcher, at the plate. Number two batter here this inning with one out. Pitch just misses outside.
Curve ball. Nice breaking ball, a real test. Nice eye at the plate.
Yeah, I think Nunes saying, what's the count here? Two balls, two strikes, just making sure. And they play him, you know, there's a hole, big hole up the middle for him. If he can plate one, get one over the mound. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Two hops, fielded there by Olzak. Throw on to first in time for the out. Again, Andrew Olzak, who may very well be in on the into pitch at some point here tonight. When he's not pitching, will play shortstop for this Danvers team.
Olzak's going to Southern Maine next year, and they're real high in him. I know Coach Day was saying they plan to give him a shot, a legitimate shot, to play right away at shortstop. So as a freshman. So
Drew LeBlanc is up, right-hand batter. He is their third baseman. LeBlanc hitting 241, 12 runs scored this year, and 7 RBIs. First pitch to him is a ball outside. Dean Borders going up against Joe Rogers, Danvers, Dighton-Rehoboth here tonight in this Division II state championship baseball game here on MSO News Sports. The pitch. Swung on, foul back again. A lot of foul backs here.
Yeah, he took something off that pitch, and now he's got to 1-1 count.
Jacob Rogers, Joe Rogers' brother, is a sophomore, and he's on deck. Drew LeBlanc, the third baseman. Borders pitches, and that is a ball, just misses. Andreas held it for a while, hoping to get the strike call, but could not get it. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here, bottom of the second inning, and the pitch. Pitch up high, ball three.
Well, you don't want to lose him. You want to try to get out of this inning right now and get things going a little bit.
Yeah, this is number seven batter in the Dighton-Rehoboth batting order. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, ground ball to shortstop. Olzak there, fields, throws on to first. In time, had him by a lot.
Good inning for Borders.
Yep, we played two full. Nothing across there for Dighton-Rehoboth. It's scoreless. Danvers and Dighton-Rehoboth in the state championship game here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 window series on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 series is attractive, rugged, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Go with Anderson, the most trusted name in windows, at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Come and take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
MSONewsSports.com, your North Shore connection. Listen and watch local North Shore newsmakers. Check out North Shore Today Radio, daily updates on local news. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Designated hitter Nick Ramo to lead off the top of the third for Danvers against Joe Rogers of Dighton-Rehoboth, and the first pitch is over the plate for strike one. Again, Rogers coming into this game with just about 83 strikeouts here. Curve bending up a high, taken there by Ramo for ball one. One ball, one strike.
As you said, Bill, it looks like Rogers is a strikeout pitcher, and he's certainly a no-run producing pitcher.
Yeah, right. So Danvers will have to do that precision thing that Tim Kearns has talked about, and that would be to somehow get somebody on base and move them along as they did last inning. They got a runner to second base. They had a runner at second base with just one with a hit batsman. They haven't got a hit yet here tonight. There's a swinging strike, and the count is even at two balls, two strikes. So Nick Ramo is up. Ryan McGinnis is on deck for Danvers High School, their center fielder. These are the 8-9 batters for Danvers in their lineup. Here in the top of the third, pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Ramo goes down. Third strikeout for Joe Rogers. You got four?
I got four. Two in the first,
yep.
One in the second.
Right. Two
four.
In the first, yep. That would be four.
You can't fall behind in Rogers, I'll tell you that right now.
Man.
He's going to move the ball around.
Ryan McGinnis is up. He's a left-hand batter against the left-hand pitching Rogers, and the first pitch to him as he shortens to bunt takes a strike. Not sure how serious he was at doing that, but he had the third baseman, Drew LeBlanc, charging in from third, or had to get him in. He had to come in from the bag at third. He's playing even with the bag now, and now creeps in on the grass, takes a ball outside.
I miss not having the miles per hour pitch that we had
at
Lola the other night.
You know, I was thinking of that, too. Yeah, it would be nice to have here tonight. The
finding out how fast these guys are pitching. There's a strike two called to McGinnis.
I wouldn't call him overpowering, but certainly sneaky quick, and he hides the ball extremely well.
Left-hand pitcher comes right back to the plate with a pitch. It's in the dirt for a ball. They have Dylan Souza in left field, Brody Robenstein in center, Steve Silva in right field. Corey Farrelly is the first baseman, Jake Solera the second baseman, Matt Andre the second baseman, shortstop rather, and Drew LeBlanc the third baseman. Dallas Nunes is behind the plate for Dighton Rehoboth, and Joe Rogers pitches, and it's swung on, grounded foul to the left, bounding over the gate down there near the beyond the bullpens, or beyond the dugout, I should say, on the third base side. So that meant that McGinnis was swinging late on that pitch. Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. Here it is. Swung on again, chopped to the left side. Past third base coach Bob Boys.
Bill, have you had a chance to see the Navigators this year? Field's in great shape.
I have not. I've seen Navigators staff, though, but I have not seen the Navigators. No, the field looks great with the turf here on the infield, you know, and so on. And and the ballpark looks great, too. Here's one right back to the pitcher. Big chopper, fielded by Rogers. Spins, throws to first base. Again, to the left-hand pitcher. Had to spin around and throw to the first baseman, but as you might guess, as a league MVP, he fields his position very well and retires McGinnis. Up to the top of the order, and here is Andrew Olczak, who struck out swinging as the first batter in tonight's game in the first inning. Andrew Olczak, right-hand batter. Pitch to him is swung on, foul back over our heads.
Good rip. Right on it.
I see Matt Williams and Phil Stacy, the two of the top sports writers on the North Shore here from the Salem News, taking in tonight's game. The one-strike pitch is a strike two called to Andrew Olczak.
Boy, he doesn't stay get behind and counts very much, does he, Billy?
No, and he's working quickly here, too. The two-strike pitch, an off-speed delivery outside. Well, that was one to try to have them chase.
Right.
That might work in some of their league games, I'm thinking, but that was way up high and way outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. The pitch swung on, fouled back again over our heads.
And he does work very quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Day tells some of his hitters to step out and take a swing and slow him down a little bit, because he's coming right at you, and he's throwing strikes.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes here. Two outs. The pitch hit on the ground back over his head, bounding out to the second baseman, charging, throws in time. Solera makes the nice play, charging that baseball on the ground ball and throwing out Andrew Olczak to retire the side in order. Danvers, no runs, no hits. The middle of three. The score, no score, between Danvers and Dighton Rehoboth here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu. This fall, MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on MSONewsSports.com.
Getting ready to go to the bottom of the third inning, no score here between Danvers and Dighton Rehoboth in the Division II state championship baseball game.
Well, now Dighton Rehoboth has their 8-9-1 coming up here in the bottom of the third. As you said, no score. and no hits so far.
Yeah, Jacob Rogers is up, the brother of Joe Rogers, the pitcher, right-hand batter. And the first pitch to him from Dean Borders is swung on and missed, strike one. Well, we've talked so much about Joe Rogers, but right now Dean Borders has looked very sharp as well in the early going here tonight for the Falcons. Jacob Rogers hitting 353, 17 runs scored, 14 RBIs, right-hand batter. The pitch to him is swung on, popped up in the infield, right side. Second baseman Mento calling for it, moving to his left, has it for the out.
Well, you know, speaking of Borders, I mean, this is his first year pitching on the varsity level all the way through, and he was 9-0. That's a heck of a year for a junior, for anybody. So 9-0, so he's certainly, and he's a great competitor from what everybody says about him, so, and he's a tough kid, so he's hungry.
He has a 1.66 ERA. Rogers has a .66 like ERA. So there's a one-run difference here if these guys were to play it out all the way. We'll see what happens. Pitch, first pitch is up high to Matt Andrade, the shortstop for Dighton Rehoboth. Andrade hitting .311, 13 runs scored in 12 RBIs for the Falcons. Bottom of the third inning, the pitch swung on and spilled foul off to the right, out of play.
You know, Bill, I like the way both pitchers are coming at the hitters, too. They're just loaded with confidence. They're coming right at them. They're throwing strikes. Obviously, these teams belong here, and they're showing that tonight.
One ball, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of the third. The pitch, it's strike two called. Taken there by Andrade. Matt Andrade, the shortstop, wears number seven. The number nine batter in this DR lineup. They're playing him maybe a step or two to right field in center and right. The pitch to him is outside in the dirt. Boxed nicely by the catcher.
Boy, like the other night, Bill, Davis likes to play their outfielders shallow, don't they? They obviously have some great speed, but they're playing pretty shallow right now.
Yeah, they are. This is the number nine batter. Andreas made that nice stop behind the plate for Danvers High School. Here's the pitch, swung on, line down the right field line, foul. The batter, Andrade, was behind on that swing, the Borders pitch. The count remains two balls, two strikes. Lights are on here, shadows are long, beautiful night, blue sky, some folks still in sun here down below us. Good crowd on hand, as you might expect. The pitch swung back and foul back one more time. Off the netting in front of us. Danvers has the third base dugout. Dighton Rehoboth with the first base dugout. Roger Day coaching at Danvers High School, 29th year. Bill Cuthbertson, head coach at Dighton Rehoboth in his 37th year. There's another foul high in the air off to the right, out of play.
Well, he's battling right now.
Making him chase down some baseballs here. Matt Andrade, still with a 2-2 count on him. Dean Borders from the stretch. He's just building his pitch count here. Andrade is. The pitch over the plate has swung on, hit the center field pretty well. Back goes the center fielder McGinnis, makes the catch. Well, he didn't have to go back too far, but had to cruise back a few steps, but tracked it right down.
Both teams look very strong defensively, and it sounds like both outfielders have some speed, some skilled people out there, and what a difference that makes.
Danvers, the North title winner, and DR, the South title winner, and both teams coming into tonight's game as number one seeds. Here's Brody Rubenstein up, the center fielder, up for the second time tonight. Takes a pitch very close in tight, and he got hit. So he's been hit by a pitch, and he gets on base. Dighton Rehoboth with just the one walk here tonight, and now a hit batsman. And here's Joe Rogers is up. Joe Rogers, league MVP. First time up, he grounded out to the second baseman. And as we mentioned, he's coming in here at a 342 clip at the plate. Pitch is now a throw to first base, and the runner Rubenstein is back.
You know, it's funny, you watch field presence. I just watched Andrew Olzak go over to the infield umpire and ask him where exactly did he see him hit the batter. So a senior captain just trying to find out exactly what's going on.
Rubenstein at first base has five steals this year, was caught stealing once. So he's got some speed as a leadoff batter for DR. Two outs here. Runner at first. The pitch in a scoreless game is high and away for ball one. That is the actual first pitch to the batter, Joe Rogers. Jake Solera is on deck. They walked him with two outs and kind of you got the feeling they were pitching around him as the number three batter with two outs in the first inning even. Brody Rubenstein waits, and now another throw to first base. And again, the runner, Rubenstein, is back safely. Rogers is at the plate, Joe Rogers.
Yeah, Rogers certainly no slouch at the plate either. Hit close to 400 this year, so besides his pitching, he can hit the ball too.
Yeah, Joey Rogers, 342 average during the course of this season and into the playoffs. These are updated states. There's another ground ball to second base. Two-hopper there, grabbed by Mento, throws on to first to retire the side. So Borders hits a batter, but gets out of the inning with just that, leaving a runner at first base to Dighton Rehoboth. And so at the end of three full innings, no score. Dighton Rehoboth and Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
This fall, MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on MSONewsSports.com.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Associates Insurance. Find them on the web at CassidyIns.com. CassidyIns.com, located in Danvers on High Street and Humphrey Street in Swampscott, offering the following lines of insurance: auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' comp, business auto, life, health, disability, with specialty programs for high-valued homeowners, antique and classic cars, and antique boats. And a special shout-out and thanks to the folks at Cassidy Insurance Agency for supporting Danvers High Baseball here tonight on MSONewsSports.com and, of course, North Shore Sports in general overall. So here we are. We played three full, no score, but that's what you would expect, right, John?
Yeah, I think so, Billy. And ironically, nobody's got a hit yet. We've only had three or four guys on base between both teams, and now we have two, three, and four coming up for Damas, Lynch, DiDonato, and Andreas. So it'll be interesting to see what happens through here. But like you said, it's kind of like what we expected.
Danny Lynch is up, and, man, we talk about this all the time, John, when we're together, when we see Danny Lynch. But he had the big home runs, two of them against North Andover on last Thursday at Endicott College. Here he's a left-hand batter against a left-hand pitcher, drills a single on the ground up the middle for a base hit.
Called that, Billy. First hit of the evening, and right up the middle. He had that big triple the other night against Reading, producing three runs also. So,
yeah, and he later on came in to score on that, all with two outs. So Lynch gets the game's first hit, a crisp single on the ground up the middle into center field. No outs. Danvers has a runner on first base, and Jordan DiDonato is up. He struck out swinging the first time up. Now, this is what Danvers does. They'll play small ball here, and here's DiDonato, the number four batter, shortening to bunt and pops up the bunt. Catcher looking for it. Scrambling back, makes the catch. Dallas Nunes. Ball was popped up in the air about 5 feet behind the plate, and Nunes put it away. Good play by Dallas Nunes, the catcher. So there is...
That's a big out there. That's a big out.
Matt Andreas is up. Andreas, the catcher, was hit by a pitch in the second inning in his first at-bat, left-hand batter. Andreas hits in the number four spot. DiDonato, the number three spot. And Andreas, a left-hand batter against the left-hand pitching Joe Rogers, throw to first base, and the runner, Lynch, dives back to the bag.
Runs are at a premium, but it's real tough to steal on the lefty here, too. I'm watching Rogers move to first base, and we haven't even seen his best move yet.
Lynch on first base. Rogers to the plate with the pitch. Off-speed pitch is over for a strike. Nothing in one. Again, good crowd on hand here tonight. Down to our left, the Danvers side. And good DR crowd as well here down to the right. They're loud. Runner at first with one out. The pitch to Andreas. It's a strike called.
Nice
nothing
breaking
in two.
Ball. Yeah. Nice breaking ball. All right, Matt's got to choke up here and protect the play. Two strikes on him.
Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. And now Andreas does step out of the box. A little bit of a hole if the first baseman is holding the runner on at first base between first and second for Andreas, if he can pull the ball with two strikes on him and one out. Here it is. Pitch is high, ball two. Ball one, rather. I got the pole here blocking the sun on me, John. Actually, I lucked out here for a change. I seldom luck out in where I
well,
sit.
Well, at least you don't have the music.
No,
Bill,
no.
Right?
Here's a move to first base. The runner going. Throw down to second. Out. They pick him off. 1-3-6 on the putout.
Great throw by the first baseman, too. I mean, Lynch got a good jump, even though it was a great move by Rogers. And a great throw to tag, get Lynch at second base trying to go to second.
Well, they caught Lynch leading the wrong way, or else he was trying to make something happen here, surprise him. But the pitcher, Rogers, threw to first base, and Lynch had to go, and he could not get back. He was on his way to second base, and they threw down to second. The first baseman did, and the shortstop slapped the tag on him, and now there are two outs and nobody on. And Andreas still at the plate with a 2-2 count.
Yeah, that was a nice throw by Farrelly, the first baseman for DR.
Pitch is swung on, pop foul, back behind home plate, up on the netting. Right off the hands of Andreas.
Back and forth we go. Momentum is so big in this game, especially when we have two pitches going at each other.
Well, let's see. Danvers did get Andreas to second base in the second inning after he was hit by a pitch. There's curveball over. Strike three called. Andreas goes out, and so do the Danvers Falcons in the top half of the fourth inning. We're scoreless here in the middle of four here at Lynn Frazier Field and the MIAA State Division II Baseball Championship game.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu. Later this month on MSO News Sports, it's live video streaming coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta right here on MSONewsSports.com, as well as coverage of the Agganis games in Lynn this June on MSONewsSports.com.
Going to the bottom of the fourth inning in a scoreless game, Danvers and Dighton-Rehoboth, the Division II state championship game. The DR's number three batter, Jake Solera, is up. He's batting over 500. I'm interested to see how Borders pitches him this time up. We'll tell you about what happened the first time up in a moment. He did get a walk in the first inning. The pitch to him is swung on, grounded right back over the head of Borders, out near second base, shortstop. Olzak has it and throws him out. Shortstop to first. Olzak had to charge and make a great play on that ball.
Great play, great play.
That ball just died after it went past the pitcher borders. He could not make a play.
He could not make the play, and he's got pretty good height. And Andrew Olzak just picked the ball up and gunned it to first base.
What I was going at with Solera was they had two outs, and they seemed to pitch around him with two outs and nobody on in the first inning where he walked. Here they, as a leadoff batter here this inning, they had to go after him. There's a ground ball out to second base. Mento backhanding it to his right. Throws on to first in time for the out. And Farrelly is out, the first baseman, 4-3.
That's a major league play, Billy, by Mento there. I mean, that's going up the middle. He backhanded and threw off balance to get the runner. That's a great play.
Yeah, that's kind of a Dustin Pedroia kind of play right there. Second baseman Mento of Danvers going way to his right, putting the glove down to the ground, reaching down, getting it, and then setting himself and throwing on to first in time for the out. Here's Steve Sylvia up, the right fielder. He struck out swinging in the second inning to lead off the second inning. He's 0-1.
And that does nothing but give you a pitcher confidence, knowing that, hey, we're going to keep the ball in the pocket and my fielders will make the plays.
Yeah. Borders from the stretch with no one on base. Sends a curve inside for a ball. Gets away from Andreas, the catcher. Goes back and gets it. Two outs here, nobody on in the fourth inning in a scoreless game. Steve Sylvia, the number five batter in the Dighton-Rehoboth lineup here tonight. Waiting on the 1-1 pitch from Dean Borders, the right-hander. Here it is, down and away. Two balls and a strike. Check out North Shore Sports Night, Monday night with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns here on MSO News Sports, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. Got live video streaming coverage coming up later this month from the Fiesta in Gloucester, as well as coverage from some of the Agganis events and interviews and so on Agganis events coming up later on this month in June here in the Lynn Sports Complex that we're at right now tonight. Here's the pitch hit on the ground weakly. Third baseman in. That's Unser. Throws on to first in time for the out. A couple of balls two of them weren't really hit all that sharply, and Danvers infielders have to make the kind of charging plays that, are somewhat difficult to make, but they come through. And three ground outs for pitcher Dean Borders in the fourth inning. And Dighton-Rehoboth goes in order. Again, through four now, we're scoreless. Danvers and Dighton-Rehoboth in the Division II State Championship baseball game here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
MSONewsSports.com, your North Shore connection. Listen and watch local North Shore newsmakers. Check out North Shore Today Radio, daily updates on local news. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Tim Unser is up for Danvers here in the top of the fifth inning in a scoreless baseball game. Then Tommy Mento and Zach Dillon. Danvers has one hit tonight. That was Danny Lynch's single up the middle. They later erased him from the bases. So here's the first pitch to Unser. It's a ball down and in. One ball, no strikes here. Top of five.
This part of the order has been a run-producing part of the order for Danvers throughout the season, with Dillon having these guys on board. So it's the table setter, so to speak.
Pitch is swung on, hit high in the air. Short right field near the line. Right fielder Silva coming over, and he makes the catch.
Makes a catch in fair ground, so we have one away.
Sylvia, the right fielder, making the catch. One out here, and Tommy Mento is up. Mento struck out his first time up. Unser had a sacrifice bunt his first time up tonight. Then just flied out to right field. First pitch to Mento is a strike, off-speed pitch, right off the inside part of the plate for strike one.
Rogers takes something off that curveball and just bends it over.
Joe Rogers, the left-hander, delivers. It swung on and fouled straight back to the backstop. No balls, two strikes. Again, up on the count is Rogers, pitching ahead on the count here tonight. I don't think he's gotten behind on anybody at all, has he?
He's thrown nothing but strikes, just about.
Right back to work with the 0-2. Strike three, swinging. Kind of Mento kind of held up a little bit on the swing, but did go around. Pitch was maybe up around the shoulders, a little higher in the strike zone, but offered at it and went around. Strike three called.
I think that's his sixth strikeout now, Bill.
It is. Six strikeouts for Joe Rogers into the fifth inning here. Two outs in the fifth inning, and here's Zach Dillon with nobody on base. Big RBI guy for this team, but he grounded to second base to end the second inning for his first at-bat tonight. He's 0 for 1.
And Zach hit the ball hard the first time. He hit the ball right at the second baseman, but he got a piece of it. So
Zach Dillon, the pitch to him is high for ball one. One ball and one strike. Yeah, busy day here today. Some of the crew here is grousing. No, they're just kidding, but they're talking about how they got here early this morning. They had a 10:30 Navigator game today. Here's a swinging strike, the North Shore Navigators. And then they, I guess it was Kids Day or Students
right,
Day.
Right, Camp Day and
Camp
Kids Day.
Day.
Exactly.
Yeah. What happened to school, John?
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever happened to school here?
Yeah, I'd be out chasing them if I had in my old education days. Holy mackerel, there's, you too.
There's a strike and now a ball, and the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Zach Dillon, the batter for Danvers against Joe Rogers. Outstanding league MVP for Dighton Rehoboth on the mound, a left-hander. And he comes into the plate with a 2-2 pitch, fouled straight back to the netting. Well, they have a gap for Dillon in right center field, as the right fielder is with the right-hand batter is a little step or two to the line. Center fielder straight away, maybe a step into left field. The pitch to him, just high, ball three.
Big ballpark here, Bill. 330 down the left field line, 335 down the right field line. Obviously, the Navigators play here, so it's bigger, but it's a long poke to get it out of here.
So Dillon with a 3-2 count. Nobody on base, two outs. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Seven strikeouts now for Joe Rogers. On this break, we'll keep it right here. We're in the middle of five innings here on MSONewsSports.com, and we're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Associates Insurance. Great to have them with us, and great to have them supporting Danvers High Baseball and North Shore Sports. Find them on the web at CassidyIns.com. That's CassidyIns.com. They're located in Danvers at 67 High Street, in Swampscott at 232 Humphrey Street, offering the following lines of insurance: auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' comp, business auto, life, health, disability, and with specialty programs for high-valued homeowners, antique and classic cars, and antique boats. So check out Cassidy Associates, and if you do happen to swing by there, thank them for helping us out and bringing you tonight's Danvers State Championship baseball game here on MSONewsSports.com.
Well, Billy, Rogers certainly comes as advertised. He just got his seventh strikeout, and Dean's Borders is matching him pitch for pitch, but he certainly is going to be a great addition to the UMass pitching staff, UMass Boston. I guess that's where he's going next year.
Yeah, exactly. Borders, you know, has just hit one. He's walked a batter, hit a batter here tonight. He's had 2 1-2-3 innings in the fourth and the second innings. In the first inning, he had a walk, and in the third inning, he hit a batter. So Borders has been pretty tough himself here tonight for the Danvers Falcons here in this contest. He has two strikeouts tonight.
And he has not let up a hit.
Right.
So, I mean, we got two pitches going at it in a good old classic pitches duel.
Dallas Nunes, the catcher, is up. He made a nice little catch on a pop-up earlier on a bunt attempt behind the plate for Dighton Rehoboth. Right-hand batter. Where's the number 13? Rounded out to the shortstop. His first time up in the second inning. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Nunes, the catcher, waits. Dean Borders, the right-hand pitcher, delivers high. Ball one. Right-hand hitting Nunes. I love that name, though. Dallas Nunes. Isn't that a great name?
That is a great name.
And it's spelled N-O-O-N-S.
Sounds like a hockey play, though, to me.
Yeah,
Dallas
maybe.
Nunes, you know?
Yeah. Dallas Smith, right? Here's the 1-0. It's a strike called. A ball and a strike.
We got Nunes, LeBlanc, and Rogers up this inning, 6-7-8 for a DR.
But, John, even if you imagine yourself calling somebody on the phone and you're Dallas and you go, yeah, it's Dallas calling. Come on. How doesn't that not work? Takes outside for ball two. And who's calling, may I ask? Just tell him Dallas called. Oh, man. I love that name. Dallas Nunes, I said. Or a movie star. Maybe a movie star. 2-1 pitch from Borders to Nunes. Swung on, ground ball to shortstop. Several hops out to Olzak. Has it, throws on to first in time. Olzak doesn't, if it's a routine ground ball or a so-called routine ground ball, he throws him out by a mile.
What's the way he positions himself? He's just a natural shot. So he positions himself, sets his feet, and then he's got that gun of an arm. The other night when he was throwing over to first base, he was throwing as hard as he was to home plate.
Well, here's Drew LeBlanc. He is a sophomore third baseman. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Coach was telling us that he can be a streak hitter at times, so we'll watch out here. Batting, I think, in the 200s here, we mentioned earlier. Takes a ball outside. Right-hand batter gets a sign from his third base coach. One ball, no strikes to Drew LeBlanc. Little breeze blowing in here at Fraser Field tonight. Pitches up high for ball two.
What a great night for baseball. And all the seniors that have graduated here and great in supporting Danvers, I'm sure. Going home to get their classes ready for the fall if they're going on to school, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what they're doing
tonight. Not thinking
tonight
about the summer, right?
No. No, it's... They look at their schedule sometime in September or sometime. Once they pack up. The pitch is outside, ball three. So Borders struggling here with LeBlanc. He talked about Rogers having good control. Borders has been pretty good himself on the mound here tonight for Danvers with control. But he does find himself down 3-0 on the count to Drew LeBlanc, the third baseman. Unser at third base. Olzak is short on the left side of the infield. And the pitch is wide. Ball four. Goes past the catcher. Andres goes back and gets it. And LeBlanc walks with one out.
Might be a good time for one of his players to just talk to him and settle him down a little bit. I'm sure he's pumped up.
Jacob Rogers, the designated hitter, is up. He popped out to the second baseman his first time up. A walk by Rogers puts a runner on first base. That's his second walk he's given up. So he's given up the two walks and has hit a batter. And they have a pinch runner here. Kersey running for Drew LeBlanc. And the right-hand batter is Jacob Rogers. Right-hand batter against the right-hand pitching Dean Borders. So one out, one on here in a scoreless game. Bottom of the fifth inning. State championship Division II game is a strike over. Nothing and one.
Nice pitch coming right back at him.
Bill Newell, John Squire is with you here from Lynn's Fraser Field. I'd say what's coming up next, but there's not much else coming up here sports-wise here on the North Shore after tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on, check swing, and it gets away from Andreas. He did not foul it off, apparently. The pitch bounced, and the runner goes down to second base. That's probably got to be a wild pitch because it bounced, I think, in front of Andreas.
Yeah, it looked like it bounced off his foot there or bounced off in the turf in front of him.
Well,
so
we'll
he's got
see.
His work cut out for him now.
Yeah, one out and one on, and the runner is at second base. Wild pitch or pass ball, we don't know. The pitch to the plate, it's down and taken for a ball.
Rogers is only a sophomore. Well, his brother's a senior leader of the team, or one of the leaders.
Two balls, one strike, one runner on second base in a scoreless game. Borders from the stretch, Pitch to the plate. High. Ball three. Well, we mentioned earlier that they do have a reliever that can come in, and it is Andrew Olczak. And here comes Coach Roger Day out of the dugout with a 3-1 count on the batter, Drew LeBlanc. I checked that on the batter, Jacob Rogers.
Great move by Coach Day. I'm just going to settle him down. Once again, bringing the entire infield in, trying to discuss all possibilities. And knowing Rogers, talking nothing about Drew and throwing strikes, just, okay, what are we going to do? Where's the ball going to go? What's going to happen? And that's part of being confident and getting everybody on track and on focus what they have to do.
Day goes back to the dugout, and Dean Borders stands in on the mound looking in. Matt Andreas, the catcher, goes back behind home plate. Zach Dillon is the first baseman. Tommy Mento, the second baseman. Olczak, the shortstop. Timmy Unser, the third baseman. Andrew Olczak trying to cheat back, and they'll make a throw to second base, and the runner is back. Olczak covering the bag, the shortstop at second base.
It would not be the worst thing in the world if you walked him, too. It would create a force in the infield. Right now there's a runner on second, ninth batter coming up. Runners would be on first and second if he lost him, so it would not be the end of the world. It's not as if you have bases loaded, and it would create that force situation.
Danvers trying the hidden ball trick. That did not work. The runner, Drew LeBlanc, or the pinch runner, rather, out there, not fooled at all by that. Here's the pitch to the plate, and it's ball four. As you said, John, the second walk, and runners are at first and second, but it sets up the force at any base. And here comes Roger Day out.
And he's going to make that switch, it looks like, right now.
Yeah, here comes Andrew Olczak into pitch. We knew he'd be ready, and so Dean Borders goes four and a third innings here, allowing no hits.
Everybody up and standing for Borders did a heck of a job.
I'm sure Roberto will go in to shortstop here for Danvers. And Olczak will come out on the mound here. So he comes in with one out and two on here in the fifth inning. And he's going to try to make something happen here.
And Borders leaves with two strikeouts and not giving up a hit.
Right.
So he certainly did his job. And now you have the senior leader out there. And now they're leaving it up to him.
Get a little shout out to all of our listeners down from the Dighton Rehoboth area. Great to have you with us here tonight. You can follow us on Twitter, anyone or listening here tonight, at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports, and also email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. And a little shout out to Bob Boyce Sr., the dad of assistant coach Bob Boyce from Danvers High School. He's out in Texas and listening to the broadcast.
I'll tell you, Bill, I'm watching Olczak warm up. He does not look like he pitched just a few days ago. His fastball is jumping. I'm sure he's pumped. He wants this badly. They lost. I know he was very disappointed, as well as the rest of the team last year when they lost in the finals, and he wants this badly. This is his last high school baseball game, and he wants to go home a winner.
Talking with Coach Roger Day before the game and talking with assistant coach Bob Boyce yesterday, you know, there's no doubt that in their minds that Andrew Olczak would get some kind of innings here tonight in this game. No matter, somehow or other, it was going to work out that way. If Dean Borders started, then he would be in as the closer. And as he has done so many times, he's done that this year.
And when we talked, we maybe thought Olczak was going to start anyway. So really, it's a bonus situation. Here we are in the fifth inning, and now you got your ace coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of going in that direction, John, but thank you for finishing that. No, seriously. No, that's the idea here. So this is it. They're letting it all hang out. The question is, can they shut them down now and keep this a scoreless or keep this a tie game as it is right now, 0-0. But there are two runners on and one out here, but the number 9 batter is up. Matt Andre, the shortstop, flied out to center field his first time up against Dean Borders. So here he is with runners at first and second. Andrew Olczak's first pitch in the game, bunted down third, foul. Well,
oh,
I like that play.
Wow, that was great. And the third baseman was playing deep, or deep, not playing shallow. So that was interesting.
Well,
and nobody was going to be able to get to third base to cover. So that was a great call. Just foul.
Good call. You're right. The ball was bunted sharply, but that's fine because they want to make sure they don't make a play at third base. There's the pitch to the plate, swung on, grounded, foul off third. So now there are two quick strikes on the batter, Matt Andrade, with one out and two runners on, first and second here for Dighton Rehoboth in the fifth inning of a scoreless game, home half of the fifth inning.
What you calling this pitch? What do you think a fastball coming would be? What do you think? Two strikes? What are you thinking if you're the hitter? You know what I mean?
I know. But I was amazed Saturday night in Lowell how many off-speed,
right?
A lot of
yes,
off-speed
he did.
Stuff.
You're right.
So we'll see here. Here's the two-strike pitch. Outside, fastball, strike three call.
Gun. Big out. Second out.
Up to the top of the order we go, and Brody Rubenstein is up. He was struck out swinging in the first inning, was hit by a pitch in the third inning. Rubenstein is a 391 hitter. He's got speed. He's a left-hand batter. But with runners at first and second, they have a play at any base here with two outs. Pitch to him. Curve misses outside, ball one.
League MVP against league MVP right here. Fifth inning, no score.
Brody Rubenstein, the leadoff batter, waits, slightly open stance, the pitch, swung on, hit hard to center field. Center fielder McGinnis coming in, does he make the catch? No, he doesn't. And a run comes in and scores. No, wait a minute. They got
now
it.
Now they're saying
no,
he got it.
He got it.
He ran back to get his hat.
He went back to get his hat. It's a catch.
I thought he dropped it.
McGinnis makes the catch
what
to end the
inning.
What a
great catch.
I didn't even think he was going back for the hat. But they didn't react well, so that's got to be it because normally you'd be scrambling for the ball faster than he did. But he comes on.
I running back.
So, folks, here's what happened. A line drive to center field. McGinnis, the center fielder, comes charging in. It looked like he might not have gotten it, but he did make the catch right low to the grass, but he makes the catch with a big out, a fly out to center field as Brody Rubenstein lined that baseball, got a good piece of the bat on the ball, and now we've played five full and we're scoreless, and Andrew Olzak comes in with two on, one out, and gets the Danvers Falcons, out of trouble in the fifth inning. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. Later this month on MSO News Sports, it's live video streaming coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta right here on MSONewsSports.com, as well as coverage of the Aganis Games in Lynn this June on MSONewsSports.com.
Hey, we're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Insurance, Cassidy Associates Insurance Agency in Danvers and in Swampscott. In Danvers at High Street, in Swampscott on Humphrey Street. And they're offering all kinds of different insurance, auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' comp, business auto, life, health, disability, with specialty programs for high-valued homeowners, antique and classic cars, antique boats, and so on. And a special thanks and shout-out to Cassidy Insurance for helping us out with this broadcast here tonight. Danvers up, top of the sixth inning. Nick Ramo, the DH, is up. Struck out his first time up in the third inning. He's 0-for-1 going up against Joe Rogers, the left-hander. First pitch is fouled back. The next pitch is a ball outside. One ball and one strike.
Certainly the play of the game so far in center field last inning, Bill.
Ryan McGinnis coming in and making that play out in center field for Danvers High School. Charging that ball. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just misses. One ball, two strikes to Ramo. Ramo is the DH for Danvers. We're scoreless here, top of six. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed strike three. Eight strikeouts now for the pitcher, Joe Rogers. And here is Ryan McGinnis. Ryan McGinnis. Could this be his night for Danvers? You never know how these things play out. Somebody's going to do something here tonight for one of these two teams.
How many times does a guy that makes a great play in the field get up during that inning? I mean, in the old adage.
He's up now after making a great catch in center field. Takes a ball down low, ball one. Ryan McGinnis grounded back to the pitcher his first time up in the third inning. Joe Rogers, the left-hander, pitching for Dighton Rehoboth. The pitch, it's a strike called. One ball, one strike. High school state championship Division II game. Pitch swung on, hit out to left field. In the air, the left fielder coming over, making the catch. Dylan Souza. He had it all the way. He had to come in and come to the line, the left fielder did, and then come in toward third base, but he made the catch on the fly. Two outs.
Both teams are so strong defensively, and, you know, it's really just it's great, a treat, a real treat to watch these high school players play defense.
Andrew Olzak is up, struck out swinging in the first inning, grounded to the second baseman in the third. Takes a ball down low. First pitch here to him in the sixth inning. Two outs here for Danvers in the top of the sixth inning. No score. As we mentioned, Andrew Olzak in now pitching for Danvers, so he'll get his start his first full inning of relief next inning, or the bottom of this inning. Pitch is hit on the ground to the second baseman. One big chopping hop fielded there by Solera. Throws on to first base for the out. And Rogers rolls him down here in the sixth inning. 1-2-3, no score, middle of six, Danvers nothing, and Dighton Rehoboth nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133.
And need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu.
Joey Rogers is up to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning for Dighton Rehoboth. The pitcher and left-handed batter takes a strike. Nothing and one from Andrew Olzak in relief here on the mound for Danvers. His first full inning of relief. Curve bends outside to the left-hand batter. Tried to sweep it in, get the outside part of the plate for a strike, but it didn't go. One ball, one strike. Number one, Rogers is at the plate. The pitch hit on the ground to shortstop, Weekly. Roberto there. Fields throws on to first. In time for the out.
Nice play by Roberto to get the first out.
Jake Solera is up, the number three batter, hitting over 500 this year. He walked and grounded out to the shortstop in tonight's game. He's 0 for 1 in tonight's game officially. Solera, very good hitter, second baseman, against the right-hand pitching, Andrew Olczak. Here it is, outside with a curve. Again, we mentioned Salem News well represented here tonight with sports editor Phil Stacy and Matt Williams, their baseball guy this year. The pitch is over for a strike one called. One ball, one strike. Any big plans, John, for you this summer?
No, Billy. I'm just going to take care of my granddaughter, enjoying her unbelievably, and trying to play a little golf if I can.
Nice. One ball, one strike. Just misses down. Two balls and a strike. One out here. Jake Solera is up. Nobody on base. Scoreless game. 0-0. Bottom of six. Division II state title game in Lynn. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Little get up on that pitch. Nice fastball.
Yeah, that had some... That's where we want the speed gun there on that pitch for
that's
sure.
Right.
See what the ratio is. Here's the 2-2. Just misses high and away. Matt Andreas, the catcher, making a stab a bit up above his right shoulder with a left glove. Matt Andreas catching Andrew Olczak. What a tandem they have been this year.
Had a great career together.
Pitch is swung on, fouled in the air, back behind home plate, over our heads.
Good fastball, right in his hands. Still a full count. It's good to see some of Coach Dave's counterpart, Coach Dave Wilver from Beverly down there. I've noticed him and Coach Kenny Perrone supporting Danvers, I'm sure.
Well, Kenny's he's a neighbor of Danny Lynch and has been to a lot of his games this year. Pitch swung on a miss, strike three. Well, Olczak gets his second strikeout here. So he's faced three batters and struck out two of them. A swinging strikeout there for Solera, and here's Coral Farrelly, the first baseman. He lined to the shortstop in the first inning, grounded to the second baseman in the fourth inning. Bats from the left side against the right-hand pitching Olczak, waits and takes outside ball one.
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit differently for these hitters to adjust now. Dean throws hard, but I think Andrew throws a little bit tight, different type fastball.
The pitch is swung on and missed. There's an off-speed pitch that the batter, Farrelly, was way ahead of. One ball, one strike.
He's got that breaking ball working again, Billy. That's tough when you got the fastball, so it's going to be a challenge.
Pitch swung on, hit in the air down the left field line. Looks like out of play, and it is out of play. Dighton Rehoboth, 20-3. South Coast Conference champs. Danvers, 22-2. Northeastern Conference North champs. The two coaches, just both, as you mentioned, John, Hall of Fame caliber coaches. Bill Cuthbertson from Dighton Rehoboth, 37th year, 551 wins. Roger Day, 29th season, 472 wins. The 1-2 pitch swung on, foul, spilled out of play again off to our left.
Boy, these fans are certainly into it, aren't they? Which is great support. Davis has had a great year in sports all the way through, from the fall all the way through. We had Andy St. Pierre on, AD at Danvers. He's done a great job over there.
He has. Special thanks to both athletic departments for helping us out and throughout this getting ready for this game tonight. The pitch swung on, hit in the line to center field. Base hit. There's their
and that's the first hit.
To DR. Yeah. Corey Farrelly lining a hard single to center field. McGinnis fielding it on one half. No doubt about that hit. So McGinnis gets their first hit of the night. And with one out, there's one on. Now, we should point out, in the fifth inning, they had two batters on walks and were threatening with one out and two on. But now they have two outs and one on. And here is Steve Sylvia, struck out swinging in the second and grounded out to the third baseman in the fourth. Pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Andrew Olczak, 11-2 on the year, pitching tonight now for Danvers in relief. Danvers returning to the state title game for the second straight year. The 1-0 pitch, outside, ball two. Runner scampers back to first base as Matt Andreas, the catcher, cocks his arm as if he's going to throw down there. He will do that, but he hasn't done it tonight, I don't think. The 2-0 pitch, no, a throw made to first base. And we've mentioned earlier, Olzak has an outstanding move to first base. It's his feet. His feet are very fast. And now another move to first base.
And he lets it fly. He gets it over there very, very quickly. He throws it to first just as hard as he throws his fastball to home.
Yeah. We were kidding the other night. I think that, you know, he came in was throwing a lot of off-speed pitch, and that when he picked a runner off for Redding in the game, that might have been the fastest he's, or hardest he's thrown. There's one inside for ball three, pushing the batter, Sylvia, away from the plate a bit, but Sylvia hanging in there top. Here's another throw to first base. Runner is back. That's Farrelly, the first baseman at first base, being held on there by Zach Dillon of Danvers, the Danvers first baseman. Three balls, no strikes. One on, two outs, no score. The pitch, fastball over the middle, strike call.
Right down the middle, taken all the way.
We are in the sixth inning. Olzak from the stretch, the pitch to the plate, swung on, grounded to shortstop. Roberto there, touches the bag himself for the final out. Shortstop unassisted. Ends the inning. Dighton Rehoboth gets their first hit of the night. A hard, hard single by Corey Farrelly up into center field. But that's where he stays at first base as an inning comes to an end. And here we are going to the last inning, the seventh. Last in regulation, as they would say. Scoreless 0-0. Dighton Rehoboth and Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
MSONewsSports.com, your North Shore connection. Listen and watch local North Shore newsmakers. Check out North Shore Today Radio, daily updates on local news. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Insurance Agency. Find them on the web at CassidyIns.com. That's CassidyIns.com. Located in Danvers on High Street and in Swampscott on Humphrey Street. Offering the following lines of insurance: auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' compensation, business automobile, life, health, disability, and with specialty programs for high-valued homeowners, antique and classic cars, and antique boats. Cassidy Insurance, thank you, Cassidy Insurance, for joining us here tonight for this broadcast of the Danvers State Championship baseball game against Dighton Rehoboth. Here's Dallas Nunes up for Dighton Rehoboth in the... Check that, I'm sorry here. This is Danvers up. Danny Lynch is up to lead things off for the Falcons in the top of the seventh inning. Lynch got a single his last time up in the fourth inning. Pitch to him is a strike. The next one is inside for ball one. Lynch is third at bat, grounded to the second baseman in the first inning, and as I mentioned, singled in the fourth inning. So that was a hard ground ball up the middle. Next pitch is a strike two called off-speed pitch from left-hander Joe Rogers. Left-hander against left-hander right now. Outfield pretty much straight away for Lynch. The pitch to him. Off-speed, spilled foul in the air, off to our left out of play.
Ooh, he wanted that pitch. That was his pitch right in his wheelhouse.
And a nice swing at that ball, too.
Yeah, he's got a great-looking swing for a lefty.
Where's the number seven? First baseman playing off the bag. Really, they're pretty much spread the infield out evenly against him in the infield. Outfield maybe a step to left, actually, against the left-hand hitting Lynch against Joe Rogers. The pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Might have been foul-tipped.
Yep, just got a piece of it a little bit, so he stays alive. Well, this would be certainly the time to do something now. He's had a great career over here at Danvers.
Danny Lynch for Danvers up. The pitch to him off speed just misses. Now, this is reminiscent of his at-bat at Endicott College on Thursday when he took a close pitch and then delivered a home run, a close pitch that could have been strike three. Here's the 2-2, swung on, grounded to the right side, first baseman over, pitcher covering, throwing, safe.
Great speed by Lynch, beating it out, head first slide.
Lynch, grounding it, the first baseman committed to the ball. The pitcher might have been a little bit slow reacting to cover the bag at first. First baseman makes the play on the ball, wants to throw to first base, but the pitcher was not there in time, and Lynch beat it out. Infield hit, I guess.
Absolutely. You can see that right out of the box, Billy. He had a great jump out of the box being a lefty, and he's got great speed.
Here is Jordan DiDonato, the left fielder. Struck out swinging in the first inning. Popped out to the catcher attempting to bunt in the fourth inning. And here he is, a right-hand batter against the left-hand pitching Joe Rogers. Runner at first, Lynch with speed. Rogers will come to the plate. The pitch, runner stays. The pitch is high, ball one. Will they try to run on Dallas Nunes, the Dighton-Rehoboth catcher? Who knows?
Well, you got 3-4-5 coming up. And he may be just trying to fake a bunt and draw a strike to see what's going to happen.
They kind of picked him off last inning, got him in a rundown.
Yeah.
They got Lynch in a rundown in the fourth inning after a single. Bunt foul that time off the bat of DiDonato. Souza in left field. Rubenstein in center. Sylvia in right for Dighton-Rehoboth. LeBlanc at third. Andre at short. Solera at second base. Farrelly is the first baseman. Joe Rogers, the pitcher, throw to first base, runner back. And Dallas Nunes is the Falcons catcher. Both teams are got the Falcon mascot.
He'll bunt with anybody, won't he, Coach Day? This is your third batter.
Yeah. Jordan DiDonato waits at the plate, squaring to bunt here. The pitch to the plate. He pulls back and takes a ball. Two balls, one strike now. One out. No, I'm sorry, nobody out. Lynch is at first base.
Great bat control. Very important batter, no doubt about it.
Jordan DiDonato, the number three batter in the Danvers lineup. The infielder's moving, squaring to bunt. Bunt down to the pitcher, has it, throws on to first. Sacrifice works.
Great bunt with everybody charging, and he finds the only hope towards first base and moves Lynch along to second base.
Dighton-Rehoboth on the pitch went into their bunt coverage, rotating infielders. And the pitcher, Rogers, I think wanted to gave a thought of throwing to second base and might have had a close play at second base, but probably made the smart decision.
Yeah, good decision,
first base.
I think, Bill.
Yeah. It was one of those things. He did field the ball relatively quickly, though.
And he did look. There's no doubt about it.
Matt Andreas, the catcher, is up. Left-hand batter with a runner on second base now with one out. Lynch is the runner out at second base. So Lynch has some speed. Andreas was hit by a pitch in the second inning, struck out on a called third strike in the fourth inning. So he is 0-for-1 tonight officially. Left-hand batter against the left-hand pitching Joe Rogers. Here's the pitch. Off-speed curve over, strike one.
A little generous on that outside part of the plate, but I'm being a little biased.
I think that's going both ways, though.
I think you're right. These guys have done a great job tonight.
Joe Rogers, league MVP here for this team in the South Coast Conference. Pitch swung on, fouled in the air, off to the left, out of play. Nothing and two to Matt Andreas. Tim Unser is on deck. Third baseman. Runner at second base, one out. There was a base hit and sacrifice bunt for Danvers to get the runner at second base here in the seventh inning. Top of the seventh inning. The pitch to Andreas. The 0-2 on its way. Here it is. Swung on, hit in the air to left center field. Runner, fielder's chasing it down in left center. Left fielder jumps up and has it for the out. Left fielder Dylan Souza cutting across to his left side. Cut in front of the center fielder. He's taller than the center fielder. Souza is taller than Rubenstein and went up in the air and got him.
Yeah, he got a good jump on the ball and he called the center fielder off. That was a good play.
Two outs. Lynch has to hold at second base. And now Tim Unser is up. Now, the advantage here could be with two outs, you know you're going on the crack of the bat probably. So Unser has that advantage. Danvers has that advantage going for them here. Here's Unser. He sacrificed in the second inning and hit a fly ball to right field. His second time up. Pitches in the dirt a little bit low, and the catcher, Nunes, makes the play on it and comes up looking maybe to throw down to second base. Doesn't do so.
Rogers still throwing the ball hard, as Olzak did the other night late in the game. So you worry about pitch count. It's no way. Not tonight. This is championship. This is for all the marbles.
Joe Rogers, Mr. Complete Game here for Dighton Rehoboth as well. Working in the seventh inning with two outs. Runner at second base for Danvers in a scoreless game. Top half of seven. The pitch to the plate. Runner bluffing off second base. It's a ball. And the count is 2-0 now to Unser. Tommy Mento is on deck.
And there goes Coach C out to talk to his pitcher.
Yeah, he's going to talk this over. Catcher and pitcher. Meanwhile, Danvers coach Roger Day brings in Lynch to talk to him from second base, as well as the batter, Tim Unser, as they are conferring with third base coach Bob Boyce in from third base. So Unser goes back to the plate. Lynch goes back to second base. The count is two balls, no strikes. There are two outs here in the seventh inning. Now, does that mean, John, that Coach Day might have something on here? Who knows?
You never can predict with Coach Day.
The 2-0 pitch on its way to Unser. Here it is. Strike call. Two balls, one strike. Outfield pretty much straight away for Unser, the right-hand hitter, against the left-hand pitching, Joe Rogers. Danvers trying to get a run across here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch to the plate. Curveball swung on and missed.
Nice pitch.
Strike two. Big, big pitch coming up here. Huge at-bat in this game. Timmy Unser of Danvers. Sacrifice bunt, a flyout. Here he is with a runner on second base. Folks are on their feet now. And now the pitcher backs off the mound. Unser steps out of the box.
This is one of those moments. This is what it comes down to.
We are in the top of the seventh inning. Runner at second base. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung out and missed. Strike three. Ninth strikeout for Rogers, and it comes at a big moment for him with a runner in scoring position on second base. Danvers does not score. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Scoreless, Danvers and Dighton Rehoboth.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu. This fall, MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on msonewsports.com.
Going to the bottom of the seventh inning in a scoreless baseball game, Dighton Rehoboth will have their chance to walk off with something here tonight in this game against Danvers in a 0-0 game. We're brought to you in part tonight by Cassidy Insurance, located in Danvers on High Street and on Humphrey Street in Swampscott, bringing you North Shore High School Sports on msonewsports.com. They offer all kinds of insurance, auto, home, boats, business, bonds, workers' comp, business auto, life insurance, health, disability. Find them on the web at CassidyIns.com. That's CassidyIns.com. Andrew Olzak pitching here in the bottom of the seventh inning in relief here for Danvers High School against Dallas Nunes, the catcher for Dighton Rehoboth.
Here's your boy Dallas, Billy.
Yeah. Dallas has grounded out twice to shortstop. Andrew Olczak working out of the stretch with nobody on base. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, ground ball, foul off third. Unser, the third baseman, chases it down into foul territory, but it is a foul ball. Strike one. Well, again, if you looked at the stats of the two pitchers coming in, you know who was available to come in for Danvers in relief. This is no surprise that we're at 0-0 here in the last inning. The pitch swung on, foul back. Last inning of regulation, so to speak. Could be headed to extra innings here unless Dighton Rehoboth scores. Dallas Nunes is up and down on the count. No balls, two strikes. Bill Newell, John Squires with you here on MSO News Sports. Andreas, the catcher, the pitch to the plate, just misses outside. That was close.
Boy, it sure was. Olczak wanted that, and his coach Day.
The catcher, Andreas, set up a step or a little bit out to his right as he does again here. The pitch is strike three call. That time he got the call. Olczak with another strikeout.
That's his third now, Billy.
One out. And here is Drew LeBlanc. LeBlanc grounded out to shortstop and walked in tonight's game. So here he is with one out in the seventh inning. The pitch to him is a strike called, hitting the black on the outside part of the plate. Fastball.
Both of these pitches keep the ball on the outside part of the plate away from the hitters. That's so hard to hit.
Big space for this batter, LeBlanc, in right center field for him. Right fielder near the line, center fielder straight away. The pitch hit on the ground, left side, foul, off third. Wide of the coach's box. Two strikes. Olczak getting ahead of the batters. How important is that, John, just getting ahead of the batters in a tight game?
Absolutely, I'm thinking that. Two strikes, you can throw what you want, where you want.
Especially for a good pitcher, too. I mean, here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit in the line over third base, base hit. There's a single, maybe more. Runner turns second. Danvers hustles the throw back in. It's a bad throw, but it's backed up by the first baseman.
Hanging breaking ball. Ooh. For a drop to hit into left field.
Might have jinxed the pitcher Olczak on that.
Yeah, only
that
the
discussion.
Third hit of the game.
Yeah.
There's second, but you're right, Billy. Might have jinxed him on that one.
Here's Jacob Rogers, the DH. He popped out to the second baseman in the third inning, walked in the fifth inning. So here he is. This is Joe Rogers' younger brother, a sophomore, Jake Rogers, the DH here tonight. So now they have a runner on first base and one out. Winning run there at first base, potential winning run. The pitch to the plate. It's a strike.
Well, he's got that fastball hopping. I bet he wants that pitch back, two-strike curveball that hung a little bit.
Matt Andreas, the catcher, behind the plate for Danvers. There's a throw to first base. Runner is just back.
Closer than you think.
Drew LeBlanc, the runner at first base for Dighton Rehoboth, leads away. Unless they pinch ran for him. I don't know that they did. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike two called. Off-speed pitch.
No, I think that looks like LeBlanc. Okay. LeBlanc, incidentally, kept his head in there with two strikes and did a nice job of getting that ball down into left field.
Yeah, he did. That was a good hit with two strikes on you in this situation for sure. Jacob Rogers waits at the plate with an 0-2 count. Runner at first. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, fouled near the DR dugout on the ground. Count remains. No balls, two strikes.
Now my guess is Olczak's facing eight. Jacob Rogers, the eighth batter, the ninth batter. He's just going to bear down and maybe throw mostly fastballs, I would guess. I mean, especially after he just gave the curveball base hit to LeBlanc. We'll see, though. But
no balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to first base by the catcher. Runner back safely. Strike three.
Good fastball. Now down to two outs. There we go.
Four strikeouts for Olczak in relief here. Two this inning, including the base hit now. So a runner on first base, and here is Matt Andre, the shortstop. Number nine batter, flied out to center field and took a called third strike in tonight's game. Takes strike one. Off-speed pitch, John, there.
Yep, nice pitch on the corner. Took something off that.
They, too, leave him some space out in right center field. Center fielder a step to right against the right-hand batter. Right fielder closer to the line and right. The pitch to the plate swung on, grounded, foul off third. Maybe only about 15 feet up from the plate, and the catcher, Andrus, goes up and gets it. Gives it back to the pitcher, Olczak, and he finds himself up on the count, a pitcher count. No balls, two strikes. What's that, a mackerel sky sunset, John, over there?
Oh, beautiful, isn't it, Billy? What a great setting for a baseball game.
0-2 pitch to Matt Andrade. Here it is. Swung on, foul back, up over our heads.
Fought that off nicely.
Yes.
High fastball.
Runner at first base is Drew LeBlanc. Reached on a single. Single to left. Two strikes pitch, too. And he shot it over the head of the third baseman, Unser, who had no shot on that baseball. Down the line in left field. The 0-2 pitch. There's a throw to first base. Runner is back. Again, Andrew Olczak with that really nice move to first base. He doesn't really send a gentle throw over to first base, does he?
No,
everything's
he never.
Got some. Everything's got a little beep on it. The pitch to the plate swung on, fouled at the plate, off the batter. Play is dead. That kind of hurt as stinging Andrade on the foot. Hit off his foot and rolled in front of the plate, a foul ball.
No, he doesn't show you what he's going to do. He just lets it go to first base when he's trying to pick off the runner.
No. Yeah, he's a little toss, little greeting card, as Joe Castiglione would say. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swung on, grounded weakly to the second baseman. Mento there. Throws on to first in time for the out. Again, the only problem with that ball would have been it was hit so weakly it could have been trouble for Danvers. But they get the Dighton-Rehoboth Falcons in order in the seventh, and we are going to extra innings. We're headed to the eighth. Oh, man. We're going to keep it right here and reset the game here for folks here, John, because I'm just looking back here. Danvers will be up, and they will have Tommy Mento up to start the eighth inning. One, two, three, four, five. Number six batter. So the lower half of the Danvers order is up here. And that lower half of the order against Joe Rogers, let's see here. They have struck out five times. They do not have a hit. So Rogers has controlled the lower half of the order.
He's done a good job with that part of the lineup, which has been a very offensive part for Danvers this year. There's no doubt about that.
So I'm just passing that on to the DR listeners down on the listening in the Dighton-Rehoboth area that Joe Rogers has dominated this part of the Danvers order. And then the other hand here, when Dighton-Rehoboth comes up in the bottom of the eighth inning here, they will have the top of their order up. So right now, Danvers does have their work cut out for them. And as you mentioned, the game has its ebbs and flows back and forth. Right now, this would appear on paper, that's all it is on paper, an advantage for Dighton-Rehoboth
right
here.
And it's been back and forth. After the catch in center field, that looked like Danvers got the momentum, grabbed, and Lynch led off with a single, and then beat the single out, infield it out, and then now it's back in Dighton-Rehoboth. So it's just been a great high school baseball game. State championship, Division II, it's just been a great game.
Dighton-Rehoboth came here with a win on Monday against Sandwich 10-4. They had earlier had tournament wins against Stoughton and Medfield. Danvers with tournament wins last in the North Championship game against Reading on Saturday night. North Andover earlier in the week, and then Belmont 4-1, 6-3, 9-4. Their scores here. And so here they're in a very low-scoring 0-0 game. Going to extra innings here. And Tommy Mento is up first for Danvers High School. Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher, Rogers. Line drive, center field, base hit. Mento is on. Left-hand batter against a left-hand pit throwing Joe Rogers. Base hit. Just the second hit, or third hit, excuse me, for Danvers here tonight. Now, Zach Dillon talking with Roger Day before he comes to the plate. about two-thirds of the way out to home plate from the dugout. Zach Dillon is up, and you mentioned he's a big RBI guy.
How many times has he been in this situation this year, you know? And it's just funny. Things happen certain ways.
Runner at first, no outs. Top of the eighth inning here in Lynn. The pitch squaring to bunt. Dillon puts it out in front of the plate. Pitcher fields it, throws to first base in time for the out. Sacrifice bunt.
Great bunt. Maybe Danvers should go to Fenway Park and show the Red Sox how to bunt a little bit. Boy, they do execute that very, very well.
Well, John, the question is here, is there a possibility here that Joe Rogers might be losing something here? Right now, we haven't seen that to be the case.
Sure, he's throwing a lot of pitches, no doubt about it, and his primary go-to pitch is his fastball.
They have guys that can come in, does this DR team. Here's Nick Ramo, the DH, 0-for-2 tonight. Right-hand batter against the left-hand pitching Rogers. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's a strike called over the middle.
Good fastball.
Ramo has struck out twice against Rogers here this evening. Runner at second base, Tommy Mento. He's got some speed, leads away from the bag at second. Shortstop cheats over. Here's the pitch to the plate, grounded foul off first near the Dighton-Rehoboth dugout.
And here we are again, 0-2. You know, this is what these pitchers do. They get you in a hole, they get ahead in the count, and then they go after you.
Yeah, this 0-0 score is indicative of what these pitchers are doing here tonight. There's no doubt about it. Rogers working here. The pitch to the plate outside, high and away. Catcher Dallas Nunes had to jump up to his right to get that ball.
You know, not to go unnoticed here, both of these catchers are very good defensive catchers. They're catching two very good pitchers whose balls move.
One ball, two strikes to count. To Nick Ramo, the pitch to Ramo, curveball, chop, check swing sort of, ground ball to the first baseman. He'll run to the bag himself for the out, and the runner advances to third base. Well, it works like a sacrifice bunt, and Danvers gets the runner down to third. And in a tie game as we are here, anything can happen when you have a runner on third base. And you talk about the catchers, John, right now the pressure is on the catcher not to let anything get past him. Here is Ryan McGinnis up, left-hand batter. McGinnis is grounded to the pitcher and flied out to left field. The pitch to him, left-hander against left-hander, squaring to bunt, takes a strike. Runner at third base. There are two outs here. Mento led the inning off with a single to center field, was sacrificed to second, went to third base on a ground ball to the first baseman. The one-strike pitch, it's strike two.
McGinnis had that great catch in center field to save a run on the only run of the game. So
he did. That was huge. Big, big play. Dighton-Rehoboth fans standing. Two-strike pitch on its way. Top of the eighth inning, scoreless game. Runner at third, the pitch. Hit on the ground out near shortstop. Fielded. Throw to first. In time for the out. Ooh. And the inning ends.
What a play. That was not easy play. That ball took an extra hop. Nice play.
Matt Andre, the shortstop for Dighton-Rehoboth, makes a nice play on a ball that looked like it could be a little bit tricky out there. Off the left-hand batter, out to the shortstop. Might have had a little spin on it. He stayed with it. Thought he might have struggled a little bit getting it out of the glove, but stayed with it. Didn't waste a beat and got the throw on
first. And
a
nice scoop at first base for Farrelly. So that was a nice play both ways.
And we've come to the middle of the eighth inning, scoreless. Danvers and Dighton-Rehoboth on the Division II state championship game here on MSONewsSports.com.
Need a plan for September? Attend North Shore Community College's open house on Saturday, June 25th from 10 to noon in Danvers. Learn about 80-plus associate degree and career training programs, how to avoid student debt, transfer programs for bachelor's degrees, and earning credit for prior learning or military service. Enrolling now for September of this year. Details at northshore.edu. That's northshore.edu.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you.
We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
This fall, MSO News Sports will feature the most comprehensive live radio and video high school football coverage ever. Live coverage of football, basketball, hockey, and baseball on MSONewsSports.com.
Brody Rubenstein, the center fielder, is up to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for Dighton Rehoboth. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. This will be the second time he's faced Olczak. He flew out to center field in the fifth inning when Olczak came in relief in the fifth inning. Prior to that, he struck out swinging and was hit by a pitch by Dean Borders. The next pitch is a strike call. One ball, one strike to Brody Rubenstein. Left-hand batter.
Just a classic championship game, Bill. Two teams going at it. Eighth inning.
Andrew Olczak pitches. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes.
Got some heat in that one.
Danvers infield, Unser at third base, Roberto at shortstop, Mento at second, Dillon at first base. The 1-2, swung on, fouled straight back to the netting. Lynch is out in right field, McGinnis in center, and DiDonato in left field. And Matt Andreas is catching tonight now against his familiar right-handed partner out on the mound, Andrew Olczak, who came in relief in the middle of the fifth inning with one out. Dean Borders went 4 1/3 innings. Shutout ball. The pitch swung on, grounded back past the pitcher out to the shortstop. Olczak fields, throws, save! Just beat it out. It was a slow, slow grounder. An infield base hit. Joe Rogers is up. Rogers, the pitcher. He has grounded out three times tonight, twice to the second baseman, and last time up, he grounded out to the shortstop. Joe Rogers, runner at first base here, nobody out. Dighton Rehoboth trying to walk off with a win here in the state championship game. Throw to first base, runner back, safe. Again, everything on that throw right there from Andrew Olczak, the pitcher. Joe Rogers, left-hand batter, waits. Throw to the first base bag. Runner back again. Well, Rubenstein isn't going to get much of a lead here with the way Olczak is keeping him on. First baseman Dillon right on the bag, anchoring there for those throws to first base. Pitch hit on the ground out near second base. Out into center field. Base hit. Runner heading over to third base. The runners will be on the corners with nobody out. And here is Jake Solera. Again, a ball that was tapped, bounding ball, a seeing eye ground ball, out over the bag at second base and into center field for a single. And now Coach Roger Day will bring the outfield in. He is out to the mound to talk with his infielders and pitcher.
Well, they certainly have their work cut out for them now. This is a very good team. We got the third batter coming up.
Right.
First and third. Nobody out. All kinds of possibilities. They got their back to the wall, no doubt about it. Not that they can't do it, because they've done it before. But a lot of situations could happen here. So Coach Day trying to discuss it with the infield again, out there talking to him.
Infielder, the first Brody Rubenstein reached on an infield base hit. Ground, slow, slow ground ball for the shortstop.
Brings everybody in real shallow. Medium fly ball could win this. That's what he's thinking. So
here is Jake Solera, number three batter, as you said, hitting over 500. Everybody in, infield in, outfield in. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Winning run right there at third base. The pitch to the plate to strike. Runners again at first and second, nobody out, bottom of the eighth inning. A run here, and Dighton Rehoboth wins the state championship. The pitch to the plate from Olczak is fouled, swung on and fouled back out of play. Andrew Olczak, the Danvers pitcher, in relief here, came in the fifth inning with one out. Here we are in the eighth inning, extra innings. Runner at first base, Rogers. Runner at third, Rubenstein. Batter at the plate, Solera, the pitch to him. It's a ball high. Infield in, outfield in. One ball, two strikes against their top hitter here. The pitch to the plate. Fastball misses away.
Ooh, that just missed. Coach Day wanted that one. He thought he had it.
Bill Cuthbertson, the head coach at Dighton Rehoboth in his 37th year. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed strike three.
Big strikeout.
Swinging strikeout, one out. Runners at first and third. And here is Corey Farrelly.
Andrew Zolzak's fourth strikeout.
Farrelly is the first baseman, lined to the shortstop in the first inning, grounded to second base in the fourth, singled in the sixth inning. And here he is, a base hit here, wins them the state title. Danvers can't afford any mistakes right now. Runners at first and third with one out. Infield in, outfield in, and they're going
looks
to
like
walk
he's
him.
Gonna walk him.
Yep. Intentional walk coming up here to Farrelly to load the bases.
That's a great call. Now you got to force it any base. Ground ball, you go to home, maybe home to first.
The run means nothing.
Absolutely. And now you have to force it every base.
Ball two is wide. State championship Division II baseball game here. Farrelly waits, but it's ball three outside, 3-0. Intentional walk to Farrelly. On deck, Steve Sylvia, the right fielder. Here's ball four, wide of the plate of the intentional walk to Farrelly. He is on base. Rogers goes down to second base. Brody Rubenstein stays at third base, and hustling up to the plate is Steve Sylvia, the right fielder. Sylvia's 0 for 3 tonight, struck out swinging in the second, grounded to third in the fourth, and grounded out to the shortstop, six unassisted in the sixth inning with a runner on first base. Shortstop fielded the ground ball and tagged the bag at second for the final out. So Sylvia is up with the bases loaded and one out. Andrew Olzak pitches, ball one in tight. Of course, there's no room to walk him here either.
Yeah.
No room for error at all for Danvers. Difficult, difficult situation. Sylvia, right-hand batter, right-hand pitching, Andrew Olzak. Here it is, in tight, ball two. Very, very close to
all
the
right,
batter.
Here's the pitcher's count. He's got to throw him a strike now, and the batter knows that also. So going to load it up and see what happens.
Runners lead away, not with big leads here, but they lead away. Pitch to the plate, bunted, and it will be fielded, and that's it. The run crosses the plate.
Ball game.
Fielded by the pitcher. A nice bunt by Steve Sylvia. Would go 1-3, but a bunt works.
Great call.
Yeah, great, great call by Coach Cuthbertson. Putting the ball down, the pitcher Olzak would have had to run to his left. By the time he ran to his left, the runner at third base, Rubenstein, was on his way to the plate. There was just no play at the plate for Olzak. A walk-off win here for Dighton Rehoboth in the eighth inning, extra innings here at Lynn's Frazier Field. Dighton Rehoboth moves to 21-3 on the season. Danvers, after 15 straight wins, had not lost a game in May, had not lost a game in June, loses here on the 15th day of June here to Dighton Rehoboth by the score of 1-0 in eight innings. They're four runs away from an undefeated season, this Danvers team, and a state title, but it doesn't happen for them here tonight.
Well, both teams should be congratulated on a great effort. It was just a classic high school baseball game, eight innings, four hits, if I'm not mistaken, for DR, two hits for Danvers, and it was just a great pitcher's duel. Three hits, I guess,
was
it, Billy?
One, two. I thought that, yeah, three hits. Three hits.
Both pitches. And we can't forget the job that Dean Borders did, too. 4-1/3 is a great pitching. And then Andrew Ozek is Andrew Ozek. He did a great job. But not to be outdone is DR. They deserved what they got. Their pitcher went the distance. They came through in the clutch, and it's a great, great win for their program.
And that'll do it from here. They'll have a post, a little ceremony down on the field. But congratulations to Dighton Rehoboth for winning the Division II state championship. Danvers gets to the state title game for the second straight year, but comes up short again. And a tough one for these seniors here from Danvers High School, losing tonight to Dighton Rehoboth 1-0 in 8 innings. Well, that'll do it. A special thanks, Tim Kearns, Rick Moore, and my partner here tonight, John Squires. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com reminding you of our final score. Dighton Rehoboth 1, Danvers nothing, here on MSONewsSports.com. Dighton Rehoboth, the Division II state champions in Massachusetts. This is MSONewsSports.com.